Welcome to Introvert's Galaxy. In the last couple of years, I've discovered that there is an immense number of people who struggle with social anxiety, fear of public speaking, introversion. One of the issues I dealt with was that I thought I was alone. I didn't think that other people were feeling like this, so I thought I was a freak. And in this podcast, you will hear stories of people who have struggled with similar issues. What was that like for them? What did they do? How did they grow? Hopefully we can learn. Let's jump into it. I want to introduce you to this episode. Something amazing happened at this convention that I attended 2 weeks ago. While I was at the convention, I recorded this episode. I wanted to say it right away, and I went ahead and recorded it while I was in my car. And the sound is not going to be the best. However, it's a good description of what happened. In this episode, I'm going to describe what the experience at the convention was like. This podcast has changed my life. I have changed so many things in my life in the past couple of years. And some of this that I'm going through, I don't know where it's leading exactly. How I know where I want to go, but I don't know the path. Since I started recording this podcast, so much is changing. There's someone that I've been listening to his podcast. His name is Steven, and something he says and the stuff that he talks about is having such a big impact on me. And he described the discomfort of doing things that you are afraid of as a muscle. That discomfort is like a muscle that we, in order to get better, we need to break the muscle. As if we are exercising, I started to put that into practice. At this convention, I told myself, I'm going to put this into practice. I'm going to grow this muscle, and I'm going to put myself in the uncomfortable. Let's see what happens. What happened is pretty incredible, and I had a great experience. Met some people that I really enjoy meeting. After that convention, I just could not believe the feeling I was having, because I was feeling... I had some moments where I was so comfortable that I couldn't even believe this was me in such a large group of people with so many people around. There were moments where I was so comfortable and I felt happy. I thought, wow, this feels good to not be so nervous. After the convention, about a week later, today, I went to a barber shop. I told myself, I'm going to be myself. I'm just going to be myself and I'm going to practice this. I don't remember the last time that I felt so comfortable in a barbershop. I was just being goofy and being real and being myself and just telling stupid stuff that I normally don't talk about. And I had a good time. My barbers, they were laughing. And they weren't in that. When I went in, it was only me and two barbers, so that helped a lot. Someone else came in to get a haircut, and I was just being myself, and they were laughing silently. In this episode, I'm going to go more into what happened at that convention and what that experience was like. Going into places with a lot of strangers, people that I don't know, it's not an easy thing for me. This was a big event, hundreds of people. I hope you enjoy what I'm going about to describe, what this experience was like, which was very interesting. Well, good morning. Today is November 2nd. And I am sitting here in the car about to go into the real estate convention here in Cincinnati. I'm going to start experimenting with recording at different moments throughout the day. I get a feeling that I want to say something once in a while. Something happened at the real estate convention yesterday. Well, something has happened since I started the podcast. Something has changed. When I was here at this convention, there's somewhere around 800 to 1,000 people. When I got here, yes, at the beginning it was uncomfortable, a little scary, nervous, to be around so many people that I don't know. I came by myself. As the day progressed, you know, maybe an hour, 2 hours, I noticed that I was much more comfortable than I normally are at events like this. And I don't usually go to events this large. It was I could sense it. I could
I could feel that I was a lot more comfortable. And I thought, wow, you know, this feels good. Because I was approaching people. At the beginning, as soon as I entered the convention through those doors, I started getting that anxious feeling. Okay, who am I gonna go talk to? I'm here by myself. Where do I walk? So I started walking around, going to different. Then I started approaching the table. First, I was walking right past the tables, not talking to anybody. Then I started to approach the vendors, and I said, you know what? Let me just get started and see. And some vendors, conversations was not as easy to get into a conversation. Then other vendors, it was friendly and easy, and it was pleasant. We had some laughs. And then other vendors just didn't work out, and I could see it in their face that we weren't establishing a connection. And then even some people, I could see in their face that they had this weird look, like, I don't know, it made me feel weird. Some people that had this weird look that some people make, and it made me feel strange, like, whoa, what am I doing wrong here? I must be giving off the wrong energy for them to have that face. But the difference was that I wasn't very, I was kinder to myself. I thought, it's okay, I mean, this happens, it's normal. Who knows what's going on here, but it's going to happen eventually. Normally, in the past, I was a lot harsher on myself. I criticized myself, like, whoa, what are you doing? What is wrong with you? Something's wrong with you. Within an hour or two, however, I was already feeling so much more comfortable walking around and approaching people. And a couple of times throughout the day, because it was a long event, I was here at 8:30 a.m. and I left at 9:30, almost 9:30 p.m. I was here more than 12 hours, so I had a lot of opportunities to approach some people a couple of times throughout the day. There were times during the day where I was not as comfortable, where I felt, oh, I'm alone here, what should I do? I don't have anybody to go out to lunch or dinner with. I walked around and then eventually just sat down next to some people or walked up to someone that I saw sit by themselves and talked to them. And I had some conversations. I asked some people if they wanted to get some lunch. One of them said no. One said, yeah, let me think about that. Then said no. And then another one said, who heard me, asked these two people. I said, hey, I'll go get something to eat. And we went out, got something to eat. When we were out getting something to eat, we got lost and ended up in Wendy's instead of Chick-fil-A's. And met another investor over there who we talked to for like 15 minutes and we had some good conversations. This whole time I have been practicing what Tim Ferriss was talking about, or I guess on his podcast. Practicing the... When I'm out here, events like this, not trying to meet as many people as I can, walking away with hundreds of business cards. I am looking out to meet people, a few people, doesn't have to be hundreds, and just establishing good conversations with those people and paying attention to them, not looking around, who am I going to talk to next, what can I say to them. No, just listening and see where, just discovering, you know, hearing them and seeing what it is that they are about and how we may learn something from each other, and just discovering, just paying attention to them, being present when they're talking. Towards the end of the night, there was a speaker and a lot of the stuff he was talking about was about it was inspiring. It was about mindset and searching for your purpose in business and in life. He eventually figured out that what his purpose was and his mission in life, and that he used real estate to create time in his life so that he could spend that time doing what his purpose in life is. And his purpose is, he says, to serve others. He inspired me. And when he was talking, they said that we will have an opportunity to ask questions. I said, I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to get up. I'm going to put myself in the uncomfortable. And this is part of why I said at the beginning that something has changed in me since I started the podcast. in the past, I just would not have gotten up in front of however many there were there, 800 people. You had to walk up to almost to the stage to where the microphone was to ask a question. That was just way too scary for me in the past. And I did that. I did it. I got up there. And what do you think? Do you think that I was brave and courageous and confident up there asking my question? Right? No, not at all. Actually, I was shaking. My entire body was shaking. I was nervous. In my chair, the 5 minutes or 10 minutes, however long, me thinking I'm going to get up there and ask the question, my legs were shaking. My body shook. I got hot. My hair stood up on my neck a couple of times. I was very nervous of going up there. And you know what? And I said to myself, I'm going to say this. I'm going to tell everybody that I'm nervous. I'm going to open up with that. I'm going to tell them. I want the people. I'm on this journey of growing, and I'm going to take some people with me. I'm going to tell everybody here. And there's going to be people I know is going to help them. Because I know it helps me when people say stuff like this. That they up there and they look so confident, but then they say, you know what, this is not as easy as it looks, and this is what I'm feeling, this is what I'm struggling with. And that's why I said that something changed in me, because the fact that I was able to do that, it's incredible to me. That's a win for me. I count that and I celebrate that moment as a win for me. I am working towards my goal, working towards growing and on this journey. And I decided to put myself in the uncomfortable because, you know, like this guy, Steven, who I'm listening to him to now, the way he says it, this is, you know, it's like a muscle. And for your muscle to get stronger, you have to break the muscle. So I went up there to break that muscle of uncomfortable. The uncomfort, and I feel good that I did it. It was scary, so I walked up there, and while I waited in line to ask the question, I was shaking, and my heart then started pounding, beating so hard. But my heart was beating so hard, like it knew there were 800 people surrounding me, so many people to my left and right. And I looked down at my chest, and through my shirt, I physically saw my heart beating. It was not like the when you say, oh, I feel like my heart is beating through. No, I saw my heart. My shirt was moving. That's how hard it was beating. I said, wow, there's this strong energy within me. There's so much energy here. Wow, it's incredible. And I want to use that. I want to be able to control this energy. And use it the right way, instead of hiding, you know, letting this energy inside me move me the wrong way and hiding. I want to use the energy the right way. So when it was my turn to talk, I said, wow, it is so hard being up here in front of all these people. This is very uncomfortable. Everybody started laughing and smiling, and the speaker and Vina, the host, she said, what do you think it's like for him up there on the stage? And he said, yes, it's tough. I think he said it's tough. He said, come up here, come to the stage. And I couldn't believe it. I said, oh, are you serious? And as I got closer, I said, you gotta be kidding. I told him on the microphone, I brought the microphone with me. I said, you're killing me. You're trying to kill me here. He told me to face the audience. He said, face the audience. And I looked behind me. He said, look at all the nice people here. And most of them, seemed like everybody was smiling. It felt good. I felt relaxed. I was like, okay, I can calm down some here. He said, look, everybody's nice here. And he said to the audience, give a round of applause. And everybody started clapping. I relaxed some, but my body was shaking. It was still shaking. And then he started, he said, go ahead, ask your question. And I told him, listen, I have social anxiety about being in front of large groups like this. And one of the things that I've struggled with the most in with investing in real estate is the fear of failing and struggling with mental roadblocks. Have you had anything like this happen to you, and what did you do about it? So he started talking about the fear that he had fear of failing right now. Going to the stage and speaking to this large group, he had fear that he wasn't going to be able to deliver what the audience wanted, that he wasn't going to have a impact, the right impact, and that he had fears throughout his whole career, his whole business about failing. And the goal, what you are looking for, is right on the other side of that fear. And while he was talking, I listened, and I told myself, okay, listen, forget about the shaking, because I was nervous at this point. I was still nervous. It had not gone away completely. When he was finished, I said thank you, and I wanted to get off of the stage. I wasn't on the stage, I was in front of it, but I wanted to go sit down because it was overwhelming being up there. Even though I got to do it, it was still, I'm not 100% like, oh yeah, I'm able to do that. So as I was walking back, a guy with a long beard, he waved at me. He waved at me. So I came over, and he said something. I don't know what he said. I was so nervous. My heart was still pounding that I couldn't hear well. I heard something about podcasts, and something that he has struggled with something similar. I gave him one of my cards. He said, give me a business card. And I gave him my card, and I stayed in the meeting. I was planning to leave after I asked my question a few minutes later. And I said, you know what? I don't want to leave. I want to finish listening to him and then maybe talk to a few people afterwards. And I want to make sure that I talk to that guy with a beer before I leave. So I stayed until the end of the meeting. So I stayed at the end of the meeting. I went to the guy with the long beer. We talked, and he talked to me for a little while. He told me about how he has a speech impediment and some struggles that he had with fear of large crowds, speaking in front of large crowds. And he said, look, I went after you and I asked a question, and I didn't even know what I was gonna ask. I just wanted to do it because I knew I was uncomfortable and I wanted to do it. And that to me was powerful, that I was grateful that he did that and he told me about it. He said, look, I used to be very, very nervous, and it's gotten a lot better. I want you to listen to this podcast. I'm gonna send you an episode. So he sent me an episode later that day. That was last night. This morning, I listened to half of it, but he told his story, and it's such a good story. And I can't wait. I'm gonna go back, talk to him today, and I'm going to invite him to come on the Introverse Galaxy podcast as a guest. I hope he comes and talks and shares his story, and we can talk more about what that was like. It's a great story. Things are happening, and I'm seeing the changes, and this is what I wanted to document. I realized, I'm going to start documenting now what this process is like for me, what's happening in my life, what is it that I'm doing. This may not all be the same as what you're going through, or may not be something that will work for you, but maybe you can pick some things and apply them. Because not everything's gonna work for you, but maybe you can apply some things. Not everybody is the same. Maybe some of them will work, some may not. Or maybe you can try your own experiment and see how that works for you. Thank you for listening. I'm going to continue doing the podcast unscripted for now. There's no script. I'm not reading from anywhere. I'm sitting in the car talking. And I'm gonna continue doing this, sharing more and more. I'm very, very, I'm gonna celebrate the little wins. I'm very happy for what happened yesterday. And okay, I've shared the story. I've done the meditation in the car for 10 minutes. I'm going in the convention, running a little late. I just walked through the doors at the convention. I wanna make sure I explain this in case I forgot to explain it correctly. The feeling of being at the convention, being able to walk around, and yes, having some discomfort of approaching, as the day went on, the feeling that I was having
just the comfort, it felt good. And I thought, oh my God, is this how it feels for other people? This comfortable to think I'm going to approach some people? It felt, what a relief, it felt good. Now, I don't want to say that I was completely out of discomfort. I had some discomfort. I normally don't feel so comfortable about approaching. I mean, I'm recording here and I'm standing in a corner and there's maybe 30 people not far from me and I'm talking. This alone, it's a huge win. A huge win that I'm going to celebrate. This is part of that growth. I'm seeing the result. This is good. That laugh, big laugh, that is Jeff. This guy that I told you about with the beard. Nice guy. Let me go say hello. Thank you for getting this far into the episode. Hope you enjoyed it. To celebrate that you got this far, enjoy this blooper of me recording and my wife laughing about something silly she was doing. Well, what are you talking about? I'm trying to record an episode here. Wow. Okay, moving on. Yeah, this is what happens when you try to record an episode. And welcome to the studios of the Introverse Galaxy, which happens to also be my closet. Please take a minute to leave me a rating or review on iTunes or Stitcher. I am starting out this podcast and this helps me a lot to get discovered. And if you like my podcast, please subscribe and share it with other people. I put some links on the show notes how to leave a rating or review on iTunes and Stitcher because it can be hard to navigate that stuff and I didn't know how to do it either. And I would love to hear from you. Please send me an email or a comment and tell me about your thoughts on what I'm sharing in my content, or if you want to talk about this stuff, I'm happy to talk. Take care and have an awesome day. I'm going to continue recording the podcast and I'm going to start having some guests on the podcast. Really excited for that. However, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I had 3 guests yesterday, 3 new friends, and they were going to be on the episode with me. I couldn't get things to work. Technical difficulties. Good news, I joined a podcasting group in Columbus to learn how they do things, and I don't want to spend a ton of money doing this podcast. That's not that I'm doing this on a low budget. I'm gonna get things going, I'm gonna get things working, and it's gonna get better, and it's gonna be fun listening to other people's stories. This is really exciting. Glad that you're here. Hope you enjoy this episode.